We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
That getting to phase three in the NHL, only dreamers would have been thinking that was a possibility. And yet today, the Sabres open up phase three. So that means training camp around the 24 markets that have returned to play. So welcome back to the Instigators. We're on here with Craig Rivet. PD had to step away. So it's a two-man crew for the rest of the show. And we're excited about this, Rivs, because now we're going to actually talk about news that are yet today. And a big news that just came out is that nine Pittsburgh Penguins players, I believe it's nine, right? And I want to make sure I get the information correct. And if you...
Nine players, yep.
Nine players are being held off the ice as a precaution to... They were in contact with somebody that did test positive to COVID-19. Now, it's not a player in the organization that tested positive, but those players were in contact with that individual. So they are just keeping that player away, these players away, so that they don't infect anybody else. And, you know, we have players that are opting out. We have organization like the Montreal Canadiens, Rivs. An organization you know really well, they've had three players that tested positive for COVID-19. So are we still dreamer to think that this will go on and that on August 1st, the return to play, those best out of five series are going to start? Or do we know now that the league has done everything they can and this will happen?
I would think right now that this is something that they have thought about. They knew was probably going to happen. Once you start testing, you know, people, you're going to find tests that are positive. And right now there are, Pittsburgh just came out right now that nine players are going to be held out of the start of phase three. The Montreal Canadiens, you said, had three players. Tampa Bay at one point, a couple weeks ago, shut down their facility. Toronto, Boston, there has been, Colorado, there has been cities that have had to, you know, slow things down and how they went through their phase two. And today's the opening. Today's the opening of phase three. You're looking to kind of move forward. I think you need to be cautious in how you do things, just like all these teams in the National Hockey League are being on the safe side. You know, look at the Pittsburgh Penguins. 9 players are being held out right now. So I think it'll be interesting to see as you continue to move forward. They're going to be tested. Explain to me, you were explaining this morning on our chat how they are going to be testing each player. They test them every day.
Well, they will be tested every day in the bubble. Now, I believe in phase three, they're being tested every other day so that they don't enter the bubble bringing in the virus with them. So they're being tested every other day in phase three until they get to the bubble on July 26th. And then at that point, every team member, every arena worker, every hotel worker, every bus driver is being tested daily. And then there's a protocol. If you test positive, then you're being removed from the bubble. Or right now, if you test positive, you're being removed from the phase three, and you're being given a second test the next day. If that test is positive, then they're going to see if you are asymptomatic or if you have a fever and have like lungs issues and all of that. And that will put you in 2 different bracket as to what the protocol is. Now, if the second test comes back negative, so you test positive, test number one, they remove you. Second test, you test negative. Then you got to get another test, a third test, the third day. And that will tell if you are positive or negative or not. Maybe it was a wrong positive. Maybe it was a wrong negative.
Positive,
they don't know. So they're going to test you a third day. But for that length of time, you're being
regardless. So what happens if you are tested on the third time? What happens if you're tested and you are then deemed positive on the third test? Are you quarantined for 2 weeks?
Well, then it depends if you have symptoms, number one. And then if you don't have symptoms, they will test you, I believe, every day. And then you have to get 2 consecutive negative tests before you can be returned, meaning that, you know, your body handled it in a certain way and then you don't have the virus anymore. But if you have symptoms, it's a lot longer and a lot more in depth than that. So I think that's why you have players now, Rivs, that have decided to opt out. Okay, you've got, by my calculation, as of now, 6 players that have opted out of the return to play. They have 7. Until 5 p.m. Who's the 7th one?
You got Travis Hamonic from Calgary. Yeah. You have Brian Little from Winnipeg.
Oh, I didn't know about Ryan Little.
Yep. He just recently, I think, opted out. Carl Alsner, Mike Green, Roman Polak, Steve Kempfer, and Sven
Barchi.
Ben Barchi from Vancouver. And then you still have Max Domi.
Max Domi's not opting out because he has to opt out before 5 o'clock today. So the Canadians are going to put him on the list, but they're giving him 10 days, and they're taking 10 days to evaluate the situation. So you know how every organization has 52 players, personnel, team officials that can go into the bubble. They are keeping one of those spots for Max Domi. So he's not opting out at 5 o'clock today, but there's a chance he may not go into the bubble if the Canadians and Max Domi deem that it's not safe for him. He's a type 1 diabetes. He has a pre-existing condition that he doesn't want to take any chances. So they're giving him the 10 days to see where all the numbers are at. So, as we talked to Darren Dreger last Friday, he said there was a Toronto Maple Leafs, a high profile Toronto Maple Leafs that was thinking of opting out. So we don't know that yet. We have until 5 o'clock today to find out who is opting out. But out of that list that we have right now, I mean, Travis Hamonic's a big name with the Calgary Flames, no doubt. Mike Green is a decent name, you know. But then Stephen Kampfer played in Providence all year. Okay, so now the Boston Bruins wanted him to be part of their 30 players returning. And he says, I'm not returning, and I'm not going to play anyway, so I'm not doing that. Sven Barchi was in Utica all year, and same thing with him. Roman Polak already signed in the Czech League next year. He said he wasn't going to come back to Dallas because he's already signed in the Czech League.
He was very vocal for the last month or so about the coronavirus and how things are being handled. And like you said, he's also, 35 years old? I think he signed a three-year deal in his home country in Czech.
Yeah.
And he doesn't plan on coming back here. He's not risking anything. He's going to stay home and just say, thank you very much, NHL, but I'm moving on in life. So Carl Alzner is, he got buried in Montreal. He went and signed a big ticket for the Montreal Canadiens. And after 1 year, they basically have buried him in the minors.
Yeah.
Why in the world would he ever think about coming to Montreal to help them out?
Well, yeah, not only that, like, why would he put his safety in jeopardy? And I'm not saying that all the players that are returning are doing that, but he feels that he can stay at home, take care of his family, and stay safe and not put himself in a situation where he's not even going to play and he's going to be in close quarters with a lot of other players and a lot of other people. So he just decided, you know what, I'm not returning. I'm not coming back. So out of the list, you have seven players that are opting out. There's really just three NHL players that have opt out. Like, the other four were American League, minor league guys that are not coming back. So, we don't have the big names like in the NBA or in the Major League Baseball, the big names that are saying, we are not playing this year. We haven't had that yet. And I don't know that we'll have that before 5 o'clock tonight. That's going to be interesting to follow out throughout the day. They voted, yeah. Rivs. When the players voted to ratify the CBA and the return to play protocol, I believe 79% of the players voted yes. So really,
yeah.
Like, I think some players voted no, but are still going to report to their teams and are still going to come back in the return to play. So we haven't seen the big name yet, and I don't know that we will. I think most of the top players are going to return and are going to want to play.
Just for clarity, with Brian Little, was like their second or third line center with the Winnipeg Jets.
Yes.
He got hit in the head with a shot from Ehlers in a game, and he's had a concussion, like he had a brain bleed. So he's been left off the training camp roster right now. I don't think he's opted out of coming. So I think he still has an injury. So just to kind of note that, I wanted to clarify that. So
He didn't play a game since November 5th, right? And that's when he got hurt. He played only seven games this year. So, yeah, Brian Little was going to be out for the rest of the season. And really, to be honest with you, not that I know much about it, but I would think the way that the injury happened – it's going to be a lot more complicated, and it could affect him next year. Like, I mean, we remember I played with guys, Tim Connelly has had concussion and he missed a full season and the better part of the next one. I played with Simone Gagné in Philadelphia, who missed a long time as well. Like, those head injuries, they could last a year and more.
Absolutely.
Nolan Patrick with
Nolan Patrick is not
on the list.
You just wonder what is going on with that young man. Nolan Patrick was picked second overall in the 2017 draft, and he hasn't played a game since
last April.
He has had migraines. He's been left off the Flyers' training camp roster, and he hasn't played a game since what?
Last April.
April 2nd of 2019.
Yeah.
you know, still dealing with obviously concussion symptoms, the migraines.
21 years old, and so the Flyers did not add them to their training camp roster. And as people should know, you can't invite 50 people to the camp and then cut 20 and say you're going into, you know, phase four and a return to play with 30. You're bringing the number of players to camp that you want to be going to return to play with. So it's not like there's going to be any cuts. The players that you're bringing to training camp are staying on through phase four and the return to play, you know, whenever that comes on August 1st. So you can't open up a spot for Nolan Patrick. He hasn't played all year and he's still dealing with the migraine. You can't open up a spot for Brian Little because he's most likely not returning until next year at the very best.
And you look at what Winnipeg did at the deadline this year. You have obviously Mark Scheifele as their number one center. You had Brian Little was their number two center in Winnipeg. But now that he's out with this injury, if you remember, they went and picked up Cody Eakin. Now, Cody Eakin was playing where? In Vegas. Yeah. So Cody Eakin is now their second line center, centering Nikolai Ehlers and Patrick Laine. So boom shakalaka to Cody Eakin getting an opportunity to whoop it up there with two elite players. So, and obviously we still have to at least mention, and I said this to you this morning, that Pasternak has been left off the opening day roster, but that is because of visa or quarantine issues?
Yeah, so David Pasternak and Andre Kasha from the Andre Kasha was with Anaheim and then got traded to Boston this year. They have to follow protocols with the international quarantine guidelines, so they were not on the ice at Bruins practice today. They are on the training camp roster, and they will be joining the Boston Bruins maybe tomorrow, maybe in a couple of days. But as of today, they were not on the ice because they have to follow international quarantine regulations. So they have not finished that time yet, and they will, and it will be fine. But also, some of those guys, the guys like Pasternak in Europe, they've been skating this whole time. It's not like they just put their skates back on last week. Like the European players, you know, guys in Sweden and Finland and Russia and Czech and everywhere, they've been skating through this. So the gyms were open.
Since early June. Sweden never even shut down. So Pasternak has been skating for quite a while. So the urgency to get him back is certainly not high on Boston's list. He is going to be more than ready to go. It's the other players here in North America that probably have not skated as much as what they have liked. But, you know, Pasternak's going to be ready to rock and roll. And what nationality is Cache?
Andre Cache, I think it says Kasha, but he is a, I got it right here. He's from Czech as well. So yeah. Okay. So those two were probably skating somewhere in Czech Republic together. You know, just the way it is. Just to clarify something, and then people listening, we talked about the Pittsburgh Penguins that have had the sidelines 9 players. So this is on their Twitter page. Basically, their tweet says the Pittsburgh Penguins will be voluntary sidelining 9 players from their training camp roster due to potential secondary exposure to an individual who had contact with a person that has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. So we're not talking about primary exposure, like you had interaction with that person. We're talking about secondary exposure. So 2 degrees of separation. The team learned of the possible secondary exposure on Sunday, July 12th, which is yesterday. The decision to isolate this group of players was made out of an abundance of caution in an effort to avoid exposure. The 9 players will not participate until they are deemed safe in accordance with the NHL protocol and further test results. So this is where contact tracing comes into play. This is not somebody that they maybe even know. that or they have contact with, it's somebody that they know that knows somebody and had contact with a person that tested positive. So that's 2 degrees of separation, and that's how careful teams are right now.
So basically what you're saying is, hypothetically, you've got Evgeny Malkin and a bunch of the boys go over for a barbecue. Evgeny Malkin has a buddy comes over, okay? But it's not the buddy that was contact. It was the buddy's friend who has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. So,
So
they're
they're
being cautious. They want to make sure. They're probably going to be tested, multiple times in the next coming days, and we'll see what happens there with those players.
And that is why phase three is 13 days. So they start today on July 13, training camp, and they don't report to the bubble until July 26. So in those 13 days, if you have situation with players like Montreal, like Pittsburgh right now, who either have tested positive or could have been exposed to the virus, you have plenty of time to test them. You can test them today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if the tests keep coming back negative, according to the NHL protocol, then they will be able to resume skating. They may have 5-6 days of skating, and then we'll go to the bubble. But at least you know that you can isolate those players and you give yourself enough time to not spread COVID to any of the players inside the bubble. So
how many current players have been tested in the National Hockey League? Has every player been tested up to this point?
I would think that yes, up to this point, because they had to for phase three. Now we will get probably some numbers.
So a player that tests positive, okay, a player that tests positive in the National Hockey League currently right now, is going to be held out, but if he has no symptoms, what happens? He is retested over the course of a number of days.
Yes.
Like how long does a player that tests positive, how long does he have to be out? Does he have to be quarantined for a certain amount of time, or does it come down to the tests?
Well, it comes down to the test, and you have to have a certain amount of negative tests. So, if you test positive today, and then they test you again tomorrow or Wednesday, and it's positive again, and then they test you again Thursday or Friday, and then all of a sudden your test comes negative, they don't just release you and say, man, you had a negative test. They have to wait another 48 hours and then test you again. And now if you test negative again and you have 2 consecutive negative tests, now they can make their assumption and say, okay, that player is cleared. He's tested negative twice in 48 hours, and we're good. But now if you have another positive test, you're starting it over again. And the protocol, if you go on NHL.com, you can read about all these protocols, and all the documentation is there. It's late night reading, and Frank Saravalli did a great job on TSN.ca, kind of highlighting that the big lines. We have Darren Dreger and Elliot Friedman on the show. We'll have them again this week on Thursday and Friday, so they definitely can explain it more. But that's basically what it comes down to, Rivs. But listen, we got to take a break here. When we come back, there is also some news that affects the Buffalo Sabres, because today is the first day where players can sign contract for the next season. Players from Europe can start signing with teams, and that could affect
only players from Europe.
No, we'll talk about that when we return here on the Instigators on WGR 550.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators here, Craig Vervey and myself, Marty Biron, as PD had to leave for today, but it will be back on at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Busy week because the NHL teams have returned to training camp. The Buffalo Sabres have not because they are not part of the 24 teams that are in the return to play protocol. But one thing that the Buffalo Sabres can do now, Rivs, is that after the CBA was ratified and after the return to play was ratified, which it all happened on Friday, according to the letter of the law, 3 days after the CBA is ratified, you can now start dealing with the business of 2020-2021. And you can re-sign players that are up for extensions or anything like that. In the past, Rivs, like a player like Rasmus Dahlin, because he has one more year left on his entry-level deal, could only sign an extension when free agency would open of the year prior the expiration of his deal. Basically, in a normal year, Rasmus Dahlin could have signed on July 1st an extension for next year. Now we don't know when free agent is going to open. It's probably going to be in October at some point, but we don't really know the date yet.
Once the season has ended, right? Correct?
Well, they need to do the draft, and then it's free agency. So it's going to be mid-October most likely, and it's going to be very condensed because you probably will only have 3 weeks to a month, and then training camp will start. But what the Sabres can do, because of the new the changes in the CBA, is now the Sabres can re-sign Rasmus Dahlin starting today to an extension and not have to wait until free agency. And that's a big, big positive.
And how likely is that going to be?
I would think that that
is that your,
like, I think it's going to be very likely.
Is that your first priority?
I would consider it a priority. You know why? Because being able to sign Rasmus Dahlin to a contract now will give you more of an outlook as to what you have to spend when free agency comes around. It gives you a chance to adjust to what the cap or your cap number is going to be. We know the cap is going to stay at $81.5 million from now until, you know, the revenues hit again the $4.8 billion numbers that were supposed to be hit this year. So you now can prepare and sign Rasmus Dahlin to an extension because you have a bit more understanding of what's happening in front of you.
I guess the question is, how many teams this year are going to be in cap hell with the cap staying at 81 $1.5 million, how many of those teams that have spent to the cap every single year? Tampa Bay, as far as I'm concerned, is in big trouble. And the reason why I say they're in big trouble is they have some big contracts that need to be taken care of. You know, you have obviously Anthony Cirelli needs a contract. You have Eric Cernik needs a contract. Mikhail Sergachev needs a contract. This is big money that those players are going to need. And you know, you look at the Vasilevskiy goes from $3.5 million a year to $9.5 million next year. Like, there's a lot of money that they need to spend to be able to keep this team together. I do not know how they're going to do it. It does not make any sense to me at all.
Well, listen, according to Cap Friendly right now, there's 13 teams last season that had a final cap hit above $81.5 million. Now, we all know that most of those teams that were above $81.5 million, just like the Buffalo Sabres, who, according to Cap Friendly, was said to be at $82.8 million, those teams used the long-term injured reserve to be able to be over the cap. So if you have players that are on LTIR, the long-term injured reserve, then their numbers come off the cap. The Toronto Maple Leafs were at $95.1 million in final cap hits. They used $13.678 million on the long-term injured reserve. But the Arizona Coyotes are above. Vancouver, St. Louis, Buffalo is above. Philly, Chicago, Carolina, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Vegas, Boston, and Washington were all above $81.5 million. So right there, you have teams that were already spending over what next year's cap's going to be. Now, does it change because some guys' contracts come off the books? Yes. But a lot of those teams are in a different situation, and definitely difficult situation because of where they're at with the players that they have to sign. So I personally think Rivs, Rasmus Dahlin, Sam Reinhart would be two of the priorities for the Buffalo Sabres right now, and try to get it done so that you know when you get to October and you know when you get to free agency where you're at.
Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea what you think Rasmus Dahlin's number is going to look like?
Personally, for me, I wouldn't go for 6, 7, 8 year deal with Rasmus Dahlin just because there's so much uncertainty with the cap and with the revenues and with everything that's going on. But you know, I obviously you're going to have to do your homework and comparables with defense.
I've got a great comparable for you right now.
Aaron Ekblad.
Negative. He's a left-handed shot. He's been a point producer throughout his NHL career. He's 6'2", 212 pounds. He's 22 years old currently right now. He's been in the league for 4 years already. He was drafted 8th overall.
Okay.
And who's his that? Contract is a very, very, very team-friendly contract. Do you know who this player is?
No, because I'm looking at other players, so I figured you would tell me at the end who that player is.
Zach Werenski.
Yeah, okay.
Zach Werenski, in his first year in the National Hockey League at 19 years of age, had 11 goals and 47 points. His next year, he had 16 goals, 37 points. His third year in the league, he had 11 goals, 44 points. This year, he had 20 goals, 41 points in 63 games.
Yeah.
He's making $5 million a year on a 3-year contract.
Okay. Well, yeah, but time out here, Rivs. Time out. Okay.
All right. Yep.
He signed a 3-year deal.
Yep.
Right? What is his last year of his contract? How much money will he make the last year of his contract?
$7 million.
So you know what that means.
He's got to be qualified at $7 million.
So he set himself up to sign a, basically, let's see, he was qualified at $7 million for three more years, okay? So he basically set himself up for a six-year, $6 million contract, okay? Yep. $5 million for the first three and minimum $7 million for the next three. So, you know, Aaron Ekblad signed, after his entry-level deal, an eight-year deal at $60 million, which was $7.5 million. Yep. Aaron Ekblad was a stud when he came into the league. You know, he dealt with some injury, concussion, but he had 39 points, 36 points. The Florida Panthers made the playoffs in his first 2 years, you know, and then after that, struggled a little bit. But
and he was a strong defensively, you know, as much as he added offense to the game, he was a strong defensive defenseman.
So right now, would you be comfortable giving Rasmus Dahlin the Zach Werenski contract?
100%. I would love more than anything to give that contract to Rasmus Dahlin.
That's a hefty price, man. That is a hefty, hefty price. I'll
what
tell
do you mean?
You.
It's a, why is it a hefty price? Rasmus Dahlin in his first year in the National Hockey League ended up with 44 points. Okay.
Yeah. And the National
year,
had 40.
This year he had 40 points.
Yeah, he missed 15 games.
Basically 59 games. So he would have had, you know, let's say high 40s, I would think. Okay. Rasmus Dahlin next year could be a 60-point defenseman.
Okay. So, well, maybe you're changing my mind right now as to say, you know what? Let's not sign Rasmus Dahlin right now. Let's wait this season to see how he goes, because he is going to be making money regardless. Okay. He's going to make $5, $6 million. But if he goes out and has 35 points next year and struggles to get to the next level, then you can sign him for less money.
Rasmus Dahlin in his third, and I said this 2 years ago when he was drafted first overall, and I was, all the reports that came out about Rasmus Dahlin is he is the best defenseman drafted since 1984 Dennis Potvin. So I look at Rasmus Dahlin and say, listen, he's insanely talented, but there's still going to be a learning curve coming to the NHL. Every young defenseman goes through it, whether you're Victor Hedman, whether you're all of them go through a learning curve.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying with Rasmus Dahlin is he has potential next year on a stronger Buffalo Sabres team to put up 60 points, or he could be a 40-point guy. What's the difference between a 40-point Rasmus Dahlin and a 60-point Rasmus Dahlin? Where's his numbers? All I know is Zach Werenski, who I'm telling you about, in his first year in the league, had 11 goals as a rookie. Then he had 16 goals. Then he had 11 goals. And this year he had 20 goals. And this man is signed.
Oh, we got a frozen Craig Rivé, which is good news anyway, because we have to take a break. So let's take a break, and then Ribs will finish up his thought when we come back for our last segment, which will be short. So Ribs, think about what you have to say in about 30 seconds when we come back here on The Instigators on WGR 550.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning, Riv. So that means you got to continue talking about Dahlin. You were mentioning Zach Werenski and his contract. You just brought up Thomas Chabot during the break with his $8 million contract extension that's going to kick in next year. Where is Dahlin at? Like, what's a good number for an extension for Dahlin?
Me, personally, I think he should be under what Zach Werenski signed for. Zach Werenski in his first year had 47 points, a plus 17 with 11 goals. That's incredible.
Last minute his of play
year,
in the show.
His next year, he followed up 16 goals, 37 points. The next year, his third year in the league, 11 goals, 44 points. This year, he had 20 goals in his fourth year in the league, had 20 goals, 41 points. I think Zach Werenski is a stud defenseman in this league. He signed a three-year deal for $5 million a year. Yeah, Rasmus Dahlin.
As we pointed out, it's more than the $5 million because his last year is making $7 million. But that is about the ballpark I think we are with Rasmus Dahlin. And now, with the cap staying flat for a few years, and obviously the revenues not knowing where they are, and the escrow at 20%, and the deferral at 10%, it's going to be a big mess to sort out. So maybe you wait it out. But anyway, listen, we have to end the show.
Short-term deal, Marty. Short-term deal.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll have a lot to talk about. Camps are opening up today. Lines, players that are scoring goals, highlights. We'll see you tomorrow on the Instigator. One Bills Live is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.